Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста 1. True. Какие не соответствуют 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Julie. Long time no see. How are things?
Oh, hi, Adam. I'm fine, thank you. And how about you?
The same. So, our summer holidays have just begun. What are you going to do this summer? Have you made any plans yet?
Well, I'm thinking of going to an art school, but I'm not sure. What do you think?
An art school? Are you interested in art? I didn't know that.
You see, I've always dreamed of learning to draw, but I never had enough time to take up drawing. This summer, I'm not going to work, and I've got a lot of time on my hands. So I thought it would be a nice opportunity for me to make my childhood dream come true.
Go ahead then. What's stopping you from doing it?
On one hand, an art school has a lot of experienced teachers who can explain to me the basics of drawing. On the other hand, an art school can turn out to be boring and rigid.
Well, you've definitely got a point there, Julie. Art is very personal, in my opinion. If you don't like the teachers or find the atmosphere there too academic, it can put you off drawing forever, and that's not what you want.
Adam, that's exactly what I mean. I believe art classes should encourage creativity and self-expression. At the same time, I do need some academic basics, don't I?
I don't know. You can start with some abstract art. It doesn't require any formal education. I've seen some fluid art pictures and abstract watercolor paintings. They are awesome.
Watercolors are just not my cup of tea. I'd rather start with graphics. It doesn't require any expensive materials. In fact, you can start with a drawing pad and some pens.
I haven't thought about it. Watercolor and fluid art materials do cost a fortune. Well, Julie, I think you should start with some proper classes then. If I were you, I'd call several art schools to find out if they offer the first class for free. At least you would see if the school atmosphere is suitable for you.
That's a great idea, Adam. Thank you so much for your suggestion.
If you find such a school, drop me a line and let me know about it. I may join you for your first class, if you don't mind. Who knows? Maybe we'll have an art exhibition for the two of us one day.
You are joking, Adam. I don't know how to draw at all. Okay, let's go to an art class together. We can share our impressions afterwards.
It's a date, then.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, Julie. Long time no see. How are things?
Oh, hi, Adam. I'm fine, thank you. And how about you?
The same. So, our summer holidays have just begun. What are you going to do this summer? Have you made any plans yet?
Well, I'm thinking of going to an art school, but I'm not sure. What do you think?
An art school? Are you interested in art? I didn't know that.
You see, I've always dreamed of learning to draw, but I never had enough time to take up drawing. This summer, I'm not going to work, and I've got a lot of time on my hands. So I thought it would be a nice opportunity for me to make my childhood dream come true.
Go ahead then. What's stopping you from doing it?
On one hand, an art school has a lot of experienced teachers who can explain to me the basics of drawing. On the other hand, an art school can turn out to be boring and rigid.
Well, you've definitely got a point there, Julie. Art is very personal, in my opinion. If you don't like the teachers or find the atmosphere there too academic, it can put you off drawing forever, and that's not what you want.
Adam, that's exactly what I mean. I believe art classes should encourage creativity and self-expression. At the same time, I do need some academic basics, don't I?
I don't know. You can start with some abstract art. It doesn't require any formal education. I've seen some fluid art pictures and abstract watercolor paintings. They are awesome.
Watercolors are just not my cup of tea. I'd rather start with graphics. It doesn't require any expensive materials. In fact, you can start with a drawing pad and some pens.
I haven't thought about it. Watercolor and fluid art materials do cost a fortune. Well, Julie, I think you should start with some proper classes then. If I were you, I'd call several art schools to find out if they offer the first class for free. At least you would see if the school atmosphere is suitable for you.
That's a great idea, Adam. Thank you so much for your suggestion.
If you find such a school, drop me a line and let me know about it. I may join you for your first class, if you don't mind. Who knows? Maybe we'll have an art exhibition for the two of us one day.
You are joking, Adam. I don't know how to draw at all. Okay, let's go to an art class together. We can share our impressions afterwards.
It's a date, then.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.